Chapter 3. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jewish people. This man came to him at night, and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do, unless God is with him. Jesus answered him, Truly, truly, I tell you, unless one is born again he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can anyone be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb, and be born? Jesus answered, Truly, truly, I tell you, unless one is born of water and spirit he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be surprised that I said to you, You must be born again. The wind blows where it wants to, and you hear its sound, but do not know where it comes from and where it is going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said to him, How can these things be? Jesus answered him, Are you the teacher of Israel, and do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I tell you, we speak that which we know, and testify of that which we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? And no one has ascended into heaven, but he who descended out of heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to judge the world, but that the world should be saved through him. He who believes in him is not judged. He who does not believe has been judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. This is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than the light, for their works were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his works would be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his works may be revealed, that they have been done in God. After these things, Jesus came with his disciples into the land of Judea. He stayed there with them, and baptized. Now John also was baptizing in Aenon near Salim, because there was much water there. They came, and were baptized. For John was not yet thrown into prison. Now a dispute arose between John's disciples with a Jew about purification. And they came to John, and said to him, Rabbi, he who was with you beyond the Jordan, to whom you have testified, look, he is baptizing, and everyone is coming to him. John answered, No one can receive anything, unless it has been given to him from heaven. You yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Messiah, but, I have been sent before him. He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, who stands and hears him, rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. So this joy of mine is now complete. He must increase, but I must decrease. He who comes from above is above all. He who is from the earth belongs to the earth, and speaks of the earth. He who comes from heaven is above all. What he has seen and heard, of that he testifies, and no one receives his witness. He who has received his witness has set his seal to this, that God is true. For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for he does not give the Spirit by measure. The Father loves the Son, and has given all things into his hand. Whoever believes in the Son has everlasting life, but whoever refuses to believe in the Son won't see life, but the wrath of God remains on him.